We're going to see the old pumping station at Fanbridge Road, Rochford.
Yeah, but where is it?
If you turn round, there it is, proudly sitting there all on its own. That there is the old pumping station. When you look at it, there's not another property to be seen.
It's 10 metres by...
It's no more than 20 foot long, probably only about 12 feet wide. Can certainly say detached in its own grounds, perhaps.
And it's got a window each side of a door.
That's about it, and a lovely pitched roof.
The tiles are in good nick, they're grey, with a bit of lichen on there, but they still look okay.
When you stand looking at it as we are, it actually looks quite nice, doesn't it? It looks like a little cottage, a little chalet.
I think that's a bit of estate agent speak coming in there, possibly. Let's get in and have a look inside.
It's well and truly bolted up here, as you can see. And there's two at the top. Peter, we're in.
It really is tiny.
So I'm afraid that's about it. Now we're inside. It's 20 feet by 12.
It is just a rectangular building.
You got it.
You've got mains electricity.
We have.
In here, it looks like possibly what was once a toilet.
Probably a sink and a toilet once upon a time. Yeah.
So come on. Would somebody really want this? It's a nice spot, but... Really?
We've just gone to the market for £89,000.
What?
£89,950.
Oh, come on, who'd pay £89,000 for
Peter,
this?
Peter, it's less than 100. And we've only been on for a couple of weeks, and I have to say, we've had 7 viewings in 2 weeks already.
You are having a laugh, seriously.
Yeah, a couple of those people quite interested in thinking about doing their sums right at this moment.
And for this tiny, tiny building, which really doesn't have anything, what is it that's so attractive about it, apart from the location, which I must say, nice spot?
It's a lovely spot, and it's quite charming out there today with the blue skies completely on our own. But the owners recently have successfully obtained a planning consent, which is for business use.
It wouldn't be a residence?
Certainly not residential, no. Right. And in fairness, it's not big enough for a residential accommodation. But now that we've got some business use, think about it, and the people have been viewing, this could be a cracking little studio to work from home, perhaps artists, an office, maybe run a sort of a business with the, quoting the phrase, the working from the smallest office in the world or something. And one thing's for sure, if you were over here doing some work on your own, you're not going to get disturbed too often.
I mean, could you extend it?
Probably not. I think you've got to make good use of the unit as it is, as we see it today. The other one use was a computer sort of base, good solid. Look at these walls. You know, it's a good solid old building, secure. Yes. Somebody else had the idea of a sort of a play centre. I don't lock them away in. But I think a studio for artists creating, because sometimes people in maybe writing music, writing books, painting, sometimes you need to be in this sort of environment to get the mind and thoughts, inspiration.
Does it include the land?
Yes, I mean, we shouldn't forget that. The main attraction is for the building itself, but it does actually sit on just under an acre, so 0.9 of an acre, fenced off round the boundary, all yours.
So nearly £90,000 for this, and you think you'll get that?
I don't think it'll be very long before there will be a sale agreed.